Wednesday, January the 29th. Today has been one of those days that is not so jam full of drama and excitement and engagements, and therefore I've been able to get some work done. This morning I worked with Liz, pretty well cleaned my desk, had a long lunch with Marie Smith in the Queen's room, Queen's sitting room. Or rather, it was a long talk and not much lunch. Marie is writing a book about me. Took about an hour and a half, and I told Liz that this had better be the last one. If people were getting as bored with reading about me as I was of talking about me, it was high time we put an end to it. And besides, it sort of gives me the feeling of being eaten up by ants to talk so much about myself. I want to find the distinction between being of public usefulness and being public property. And then, in the afternoon, there was a session with a dressmaker, Mr. St. Moore, that Robin Duke suggested I have over. Robin is probably my best authority in the world of fashion, if I were to try to really learn about that world, which I'm not. I did select one thing that I think's going to be pretty nice, and I look forward to the time right soon when I'll be through with clothes. Then I went in to meet Linda Bird's guests, who were, and who else should they be, but the wives of all of our Secret Service agents, together with a few of the others who help out so much around here, like Paul Glenn's wife. She was having them in the yellow room. She was taking them on a tour. I went in and remembered most of them from our meeting at the Elms last summer. It's a dear thing to do, and I know who would win that precinct, hands down, in this family. That would be Linda Bird. Later on, more work, a dip in the pool, and then a very late dinner after 10:30 with Lyndon and Jack.